Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have Stutsman County Emergency Manager and 911 Coordinator Jerry Berquist joining us. And Jerry, welcome back to our show.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. We appreciate having you on, Jerry. Always full of information. We had you on to talk about Severe Summer Weather Awareness Week. We still have to be aware that severe summer weather can happen at any moment, but we appreciate all the information you have, and we have a lot of things to on the talk docket really today. We want to first talk about this big draft, this big open burning ordinance, which has now been approved by the Stutsman County Commission, and you want to explain a little bit about what this ordinance is?
Well, the idea of the ordinance is to take the place of the temporary burn bans that the County Commission was using over the last several years. Mm-hmm. And because they were temporary, it was very difficult to educate the public as to when they were in effect. And so what we're hoping here is by having an ordinance that's in effect, and we can do an ordinance here in Stutsman County because we're a home rule county, mm-hmm. and home rule counties have that authority to create their own ordinances. So we're hoping that this ordinance that will be in effect 365 days a year will help us to educate the public as to when to burn and when not to burn.
Now, if some of our listeners can recall, it seemed like 2 years ago or even a year ago during the summer months when it would be like, there'd be a release. You know, there's a burn ban today because of the conditions, but this will make it so those burn bans are in effect whenever the fire index is very high, extreme, or a red flag warning is issued.
That's right. The ordinance is actually tied in directly to the fire danger rating system. And today, for example, we are in a moderate fire danger rating. And so if in regards to the ordinance, mm-hmm. if you are out if doing some kind of burning today, controlled burn or whatever, you can go ahead and do that. There is no restrictions for when we're in the moderate fire danger rating, but there are restrictions when we get to very high or extreme, or if the National Weather Service issues a red flag warning for the day. And so those are the three events that we have to watch for that would restrict burning out in the rural areas.
Right, and this puts a little bit, when we were at the Stutsman County Commission meeting, Jerry, puts a little bit more responsibility on those who want to control burn. They have to keep up to date with the fire index.
That's true, they do. And, the county has made this as easy as possible, at least through their website. Just going to the homepage of the Stutsman County website, up on the very top, there's a big red icon that says fire danger. Yep. And clicking on that will take you to today's map of the entire state of North Dakota. And if you were to do that right now, you'd see we're in the moderate fire danger rating for the day. And if you don't have access to a computer or your smartphone doesn't have access for some reason, call our dispatch center. Call 252-1000 and ask the dispatcher what the fire danger rating is for the day, and they'll let you know.
Perfect. So there's a couple of ways to get that information. The burn ban, the open burning ordinance, again, approved by the Stutsman County Commission. That's in effect now year-round, and you guys can always contact Dispatcher Jerry to get more information on that. Another ordinance in the works, too, Jerry, is this floodplain ordinance, and we'll be hearing more on this in the upcoming meeting on May 16th. Or not May 16th. When is that May 16th? Yeah, that
is May 16th. It's May 16th. Yeah. I'm checking the dates. Yeah. Yep, you're right.
And you want to tell us a little bit more about this ordinance?
Well, this ordinance is actually being required by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, in terms of how we are members, how we can stay members, I guess, of the National Flood Insurance Program. And so these changes are due to some changes that have occurred with the flood maps for Stutsman County, the flood insurance rate maps are called. And those changes are very minimal. There's really no changes to anything here in the city of Jamestown. There was some changes up in the Spiritwood Lake area, Okay. And there were changes just outside of Jamestown, south as the James River leaves the city of Jamestown. There were some adjustments there. But because those maps were adjusted, FEMA is requiring that the flood ordinance that is currently in place be revised and brought up to date. So the things that are being changed in here are so minimal. There's some phrasing in there that refers to floodplain management, and that's being changed to emergency manager. They're wanting it more directed as to who is responsible.
Okay.
So instead of floodplain administrator, that's the exact words, it's being changed to emergency manager. And then the dates of the flood insurance rate maps, which are also in that ordinance, they're being changed from May 24, 2011, which is when the last flood insurance rate maps were created,
wow,
to June 7th of 2017.
Okay.
So these new maps are going to go into effect next month. And this ordinance has to be in place before that occurs. So next Tuesday is the second reading of this ordinance. And like I say, it's quite minimal in what it covers or what it entails. But we do have to make this change. If we don't make this change, mm-hmm, we will cease to be a member of the National Flood Insurance Program. So the writing's on the wall. We just need to make this adjustment.
So even though the even though the changes are minimal, Jerry, it is important. It is vital to get that updated then to remain a part of that program.
That's correct.
Perfect. So again, Jerry Berquist, Stutzman County Emergency Manager, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. So a couple of ordinances in the work. Again, one approved and then the floodplain ordinance coming up on May 16th, the second reading on that. We talked about the cable cut. Excuse me. We talked about the cable cut on Friday, April 21st before a little bit too, Jerry. And now there's a little bit of, you know, there's a letter in the works that's going to be composed by yourself and the Stutzman County Commission that will go on to the PSC. Just reporting how dangerous and how vital it is when these cuts occur that we have a backup solution, right?
Well, that would be very ideal. These cuts have Jamestown, and just to give everybody a little understanding, mm-hmm, 911 services, for example, is in essence a long distance service, and all long distance service for CenturyLink customers comes out of Fargo. So when there's a cable cut anywhere between Jamestown and Fargo, we lose that long distance capability. So it not only affects public safety in terms of 911, it affects businesses also.
Mm-hmm.
But what people find, if especially if you have a landline telephone, if you, let's say, had an emergency, you tried to dial 911 during this cable cut, you wouldn't be able to complete the call because you can't make a long-distance call. You could call, you know, other CenturyLink customers here in, within the exchange here in Jamestown.
Yeah.
And I think most people have found out that when those cable cuts occur, a CenturyLink customer can't call a Dakota Central customer and vice versa. There's a lot of interconnects that go on in between the two phone companies. And so that's one issue.
Yeah.
The other issue is business. I'm sure many of your listeners have been in a place of business where, like groceries is a good example. You had a whole load of groceries that you wanted to pay for and you wanted to use a credit card. And in some instances, depending on how that grocery store is set up, you couldn't pay for it because they needed those phone lines to make it happen.
Yeah.
So it affects business seriously, and when we met with the commission at their last meeting in regards to this, AgriCover was present, and they told from their perspective how costly it is to have these cable cuts occur because they rely on phone business for what they do.
Hmm. Yeah, tens of thousands of dollars lost just in the time that cut occurred. It was down for roughly 4 hours, I believe, that day. So
yeah, that was the April 21st cable cut, mm-hmm, which is the last one we've had.
Yeah.
That was about 4 hours.
About 4 hours. And see, as you pointed out, Jerry, it's vital not only to the 911 services, but to the businesses in our area because they do rely on those long-distance lines. So that letter will be presented to the Stutzman County Commission, I believe, next week, right?
It is, for them to review and decide whether or not they want to go ahead and sign the letter. The intent of the letter is being addressed to the Public Service Commission. The intent is to virtually make the Public Service Commission aware of these cable cuts that occur and the effect that it has on public safety and the business community. But it also affects the average guy on the street, too, who has CenturyLink connections at their home.
Exactly. It affects a lot of people in this area between Jamestown and Fargo, as you said, Jerry. So that'll be coming up also in the May 16th Stutzman County Commission meeting. One more thing we want to touch on here, Jerry, because like I said, full docket of things to talk about. There's a lot of activities going on with the public safety dispatch system with Stutzman County, Richland County, and Barnes County. Not only are we looking at new radio consoles, because the current ones are going to be at end of life in 2018, but there's a new bill that's going towards a new statewide interoperable radio network.
There is, and you know, most people don't understand when we're talking about radio consoles.
Yeah, it sounds very technical.
It's a major glorified switch, you know, that the dispatchers have to use in order to connect to all the different radio systems that we utilize. For instance, the police, the sheriff, the fire departments, they're all on different radio frequencies, and that console is what allows us to get to their radios.
Got it.
And so we are a good majority of the 911 centers in North Dakota are coming to end of life on their radio consoles. And this bill, and I'm trying to figure out how to say this without getting too complicated
yeah,
here,
right.
But this bill that's going into effect starting July 1st is going to add an additional 50 cents to everybody's telephone bills, whether or not you have a landline or you have a cell phone. That 50 cents is not going to the individual counties. Although the money will be collected by the county, that 50 cents has to be accumulated and paid to the state treasurer's office to a special account that's going to be created for this statewide radio network. And so part of that network is going to be how we're going to deal with the radio console issue, because you can't have a radio network without access to the radio network.
Right.
So I don't know how that's going to all play out yet, because the state is currently organizing all this. The ITD, which is the technology side of the state, they are the ones that are in charge of this. And so they are working on creating four regional committees in the southeast, in terms of the state, southeast part of the state, the northeast part, northwest, southwest. And within those committees that they're creating, every county has a representative on those committees.
Okay.
So Stetson County has a representative on the southeast committee. And it's not me, but it's somebody that knows a lot about radios.
Right. It's going to be something that we're going to see a lot of in the upcoming days and years, as far as the interoperable radio network. And we'll try to stay up to date with it as much as we can as we move forward to that. There is still some time, Jerry, as you've told me. But, you know, it's something that is starting to get the focus of a lot of people across the state.
Well, it is, because not only are these radio consoles going to get to their end of life, but which is December of 2018. So it is. Is getting quite, it's a priority
item. It's
closer
than we think, yeah.
But there are a lot of radio systems that are used by responders, mobile radios, portable radios, base stations, and they're coming to end of life. And
wow.
So there's some money involved here. And so we are constantly hoping that there's going to be a federal grant of some sort to help us buy down the costs of some of this. And so far, there is no such thing. But we keep watching.
Keep looking for that. Absolutely. So Jerry Berquist, again, Stetson County Emergency Manager, joining us here on Let's Talk, full of information. So Jerry, if anybody has questions on these or anything else as far as that goes, what are some ways they can get a hold of you?
Well, the best way is call me. call me at my office at 701-252-9093. And if I'm not there, I will get back to you.
Perfect. Jerry, we appreciate it. Thanks for all the information, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you.